2 ash basins, 8 bays, a pond, a large lake, a few hills of piled-up coal ash, along with some dormant combustion turbines, all border trees and marshland on the grounds of Duke Energy's Sutton plant. Spokesperson Jeff Brooks says this network exists to help dry and detoxify the ash before it could conceivably reach the Cape Fear River.
Ash is added at the top of the basin and the primary basin. It then goes through a series of processes, moving through a polishing basin and then to a clean pond at the end. And once it's gone through those 3 steps, it's then discharged into Sutton Lake, which is also part of the plant. It's a cooling pond for the site. So it goes through 4 steps before it would ever be discharged to the public.
Duke still doesn't know how it will dispose of all that ash. Brooks says that plan hinges on the timeline determined by lawmakers. He says that within several months, however, Duke will submit to the state a proposal to either excavate all Sutton's ash to a lined landfill, cap the basins, or else find a beneficial reuse, such as converting all that coal ash to fortify concrete for building projects. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.